Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News from ABC this hour is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior designs.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 Texas Democrats remain AWOL from Austin, refusing to vote on a new map of the state's congressional districts. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census. Still, the president pushing for a new Texas map to give Republicans 5 new seats in Congress. But a vote can't happen without Democrats present, and dozens have fled the state. Texas Governor Abbott has already threatened to arrest them. Now he's calling on the state Supreme Court to remove the top Democrat, Gene Wu, from office.
Gene Wu telling ABC News those seats do not belong to Donald Trump. They belong to the American people. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy pulling $500 million in funding for vaccines that are developed using mRNA technology. Sources say Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to host top administration officials tonight for a strategy session on the Epstein files. This is ABC News. A new report on crime shows a dramatic decline in 2024. ABC's Michelle Franzen has the numbers.
According to FBI data from 87% of law enforcement agencies nationwide, violent crime dropped last year from the previous year. The FBI shows in 2023 there were 379.5 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. In 2024, that number of violent crimes fell to 359.1, or a nearly 5% decrease. The annual report also shows homicides nationwide dropped by nearly 15%. The FBI says the number of assaults on law enforcement officers increased by 2,000 during the same time period.
The push to add the popular buy now, pay later loans to credit scores is hitting a roadblock. Some of the biggest providers of the loans, including Klarna and BNPL, are holding back on sharing data. They say they want assurances their customers' credit scores won't be penalized for taking out the loans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt, but it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
This Labor Day, reward yourself with comfort and big savings. August 20th through 31st, get 25% off all Ashley 2 and 3-piece seating arrangements at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sectional sofas and love seats, all built for relaxation, all priced to move. Hurry in to place your order. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Yet another quiet morning across our area here in Wisconsin and points eastward. Meanwhile, they're seeing quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity out in South Dakota, northwest Iowa through Minnesota. That system is expected to weaken and kind of dive off to the southwest of us this morning. We are just left with another day of hazy sunshine and pleasant summer temperatures. Do notice, though, some warmer and more humid conditions will be building in for the rest of the week. The hottest weather expected on Friday into Saturday. Heat indices could be well into the 90s on Saturday, so definitely plan on taking it just a bit easy and drinking extra water. We are expecting some occasional shower and thunderstorm chances from tomorrow all the way through probably early next week. A couple of those periods could be on the heavier side, and rain totals through the region could be 1 to 2 inches through early next week. Here's your forecast for today. Partly cloudy, warm, and a bit humid with a high near 83. Southeast wind 5 to 13. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of a shower toward morning. Low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High near 84 with south winds 8 to 15. Scattered showers ending later Thursday night. We drop down to 67. And Friday, partly cloudy, hot and sticky with a high of 91. The heat index could reach the mid or upper 90s. Saturday, partly sunny, still very warm and humid. 60% chance of scattered showers and storms by late afternoon. Low 69, high near 88. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and humid with a few waves of showers and storms still expected. Low near 67 with highs in the middle 80s. Monday, peaks of sun and muggy with a 40% chance of showers in the morning, high 83. Tuesday, a slight chance of a shower, high 83. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 61 degrees and partly cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 85, record high 96 in 1941, record low 44 in 1964. Last year's high was 75 and the low 58. Sunset will occur at 8:18 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:58 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, east to northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.13, and no precipitation today. After a low of 55, we're at 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin. Proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. The 30th Hornet Volleyball Camp will be happening next week, Monday through Thursday, for all players entering grades 2 through 12. It'll be at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Grades 2 through 3 will be having camp between 8:15 and 9:15. Grades 4 through 6 from 9:30 until 10:45. And from 11 until 1, they will have the progress knowledge to a more advanced level camp. And that cost is $50 for 2, 3, 4, 6 grades. Also, $70 for those going into grades 7 and 8. And in the high school camp, grades 9 through 12, from 2 until 4:30, that cost is $70. You can send registration and make checks payable to Hornet Basketball. That would be at 1075 North Park Street, Richland Center. And any questions, contact Coach Johnson at johj@richland.k12.wi.us or phone 608-604-7751. Next week's camp is sponsored by Richland Center Parks and Recreation Department. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. I am Phil Nee, and this is an update on sports from Richland Center. First of all, high school football practice got underway yesterday, so high school fall sports are back, and there are plenty of changes for the upcoming school year in Wisconsin. A new policy allows for name, image, and likeness deals, meaning that high school student athletes can receive compensation for NIL. However, the new policy is extremely restrictive on who can pay a student and what products, services, or materials a student can endorse. Another new rule this year will require any spectator removed from an event to take an online sportsmanship course before being allowed back and after serving a one-game suspension. Fall sports will begin competition this month and run through state championship events in October and November. The 2025 Richland Center Church League softball tournament got underway last night. Free Methodist won the play-in bracket game 18-3 over Grace Community. Andy Niemeyer had two home runs and combined with Adam Burns, Mike Monty as well for 13 total hits and 13 runs scored. Church of the Nazarene down Knights of Columbus 13-6. Jared McCollum had a home run in the win. Sean Ruland was 5-for-5. Josh Kepler had three hits for the KCs. Richland Baptist Temple 1 defeated Boscobel Assembly of God 22-6. Ira Coppernall had two home runs, while Fletcher Harper and Andrew Knabel each tallied one, and Mitchell Woodman added three hits for Baptist Temple. The mission advanced, topping Free Methodist 22-7. Matty McGlynn was 3-for-4 with a home run, and Adam Windsor reached base safely all five times, knocking in 8 runs. Mike Monty led Free Methodist going 3-for-3. St. Mary's outscored Richland Baptist Temple 2-10-3. The game was close until the 6th inning when the bats came alive for St. Mary's. Jordan Keegan had 2 home runs. Stephanie Sherman, along with Mason Jelenic and Hayden Jelenic, had key base hits to keep the momentum going. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 eliminated Boscobel Assembly of God on the final game of the night, 19-6. The tournament continues next week on Tuesday, the 12th of August. At 6:45, the Mission will play Church of the Nazarene. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8 p.m., Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays St. Mary's. The winner of the 6:45 game will umpire. At 9:15, the winner of the 8 p.m. West game will take on the loser of the 8 p.m. East game. The winner of the 8 o'clock East game will umpire. On the West Diamond, next Tuesday at 6:45, Free Methodist will play Grace Community. Knights of Columbus will umpire. At 8 p.m., winner of the 6:45 takes on Knights of Columbus, and the loser of the 6:45 game will umpire. And at 9:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 takes on the loser of the Mission Nazarene game. Loser of the 8 o'clock West game will umpire. Action continues on Thursday of next week, the 14th. Updated tournament brackets will be available on the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. Quail Run had its Tuesday Men's Golf League action last night, week 16 of the 20-week schedule. Rich Barrancott and J.J. Klatt tied for the top scores with 39s, a 40 for Neil Mahoney, including a birdie on hole 1, and Pat Keegan with a 40. 41s for Brandon Miller and Ken Nick Sr. Brandon birdied hole 8, as did Ken Nick Sr. Other golfers with holes played under par: Aaron Halvorsen birdied hole 1 and had a birdie on hole 8. Ryan Pogstad birdied hole 1. Steve Gary birdied hole 1. Also, Dale Mortimer with a birdie on hole 1. Birdies on hole 3 for Wally Wachter and Steve Davis. Nate Raich with a birdie on hole 5. Jim Kataravic birdied hole 8. Also, Dan Prohaska and Jim Johnson had birdies on hole 8. Flag prize winners: Dennis McHugh with the closest second shot on hole 2, Rich Barrancott with the closest third shot on hole 4, Ryan Pogstad closest to the pin shot on hole 7, and Jim Johnson with the longest putt on hole 8 during Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action. A 7-2 win at Atlanta last night extends the Brewers' winning streak to 5 games in a row. A four-run explosion in the third inning blew a scoreless game wide open. Andrew Vaughn and Isaac Collins drove in 2 runs apiece. Freddy Peralta got the pitching victory after giving up just 1 run in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy talked about his impressive team.
Yeah, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores 2 runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
The Brewers have been doing it through the year.
We pecked away and got it done, but they left a lot of guys on base. It's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking. Freddie made some big pitches at some big times. You know, he really did. Credit to him.
And at the same time, the Cubs were losing to Cincinnati 5-1. San Francisco 8-1 over Pittsburgh. It was the L.A. Dodgers beating St. Louis 12-6, San Diego 10, and Arizona 5. In the American League, Boston 6, Kansas City 2, Minnesota 6-3 over Detroit, Texas 2, the Yankees nothing, Tampa Bay beat the L.A. Angels 7-3, Seattle 8, and the White Sox 3. Interleague play, Philadelphia 5-0 over Baltimore, Houston 7, Miami 3, Cleveland 3-2 over the Mets, the Athletics 16, Washington 7, Toronto 10-4 over Colorado. A knee injury will keep the new Packer cornerback, Nate Hobbs, on the sidelines for the rest of training camp. He had surgery last weekend. ESPN is reporting that Hobbs could return in time to play in the 2025 season opener against the Lions September 7th. A team source says Hobbs could have played with the injury, but that would have posed the risk that the problem could worsen. Former Badger safety Hunter Waller tells reporters he's trying anything to stay on the field. Waller was a seventh-round draft pick by the Colts. Sports Illustrated says he's showcasing his versatility in pursuit of an NFL job, moving up near the line of scrimmage as a linebacker and making his mark as a special teams player. Waller is expected to make the team, but he's trying to show coaches everything he can during training camp. Also in football news from Vikings camp, Minnesota Viking wide receiver Jordan Addison has been suspended for 3 games by the NFL. The suspension is due to a violation of the league's personal conduct policy related to a drunken driving case from last year. The Bucks may have been ready to give up on guard Damian Lillard before he got hurt. Yardbarker.com is reporting that the team was looking for a trade and a partner that could possibly match them and find some players to pair with superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. Lillard's Achilles injury forced Milwaukee to forget about big trades and become more conservative. The report says the Bucks front office was convinced it had to make a drastic move to keep Giannis from demanding a trade. I am Phil Nee. That is an update on sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Coming up, the Triple Play from Town Taxi. We'll have that for you. And regular features, including our trivia question of the day right here. So we're looking forward to seeing if we can stump you and we can quiz you and we can give you a great prize from WRCO Radio and our trivia sponsor on Wednesday, which happens to be the good folks with Walsh's Ace Hardware. So that opportunity is coming up for you. Stay tuned to WRCO on a Wednesday, the 6th of August.
Security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, folks, We hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
My girl is rocking that Billabong bikini like she's sponsored. Asking me if I can rub that copper tone on her. Got a couple bucks, but I'm spending them like they pesos. Might be Motel 6 and but it feels like Turks and Caicos. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Ice is starting melting cause it's always getting hotter. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation. Amplifier playing all my jams. In my Walgreens beach chair working on my tan. Feels like it's Jamaica and I'm sipping on some Red Stripe. But I'm in Decatur, baby, crushing on that. In my coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. My eyes are starting melting, so I'll take another swallow. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation.
Rhett, we're going on vacation with the Town Taxi Triple Play today on a Wednesday. We need a vacation. This is Rebecca Linhauer.
I work all day in a breakneck run just to come home to another pile of work to be done. And all I want to do is flop on the couch and die. Comes in, he's give out to. I say it's pizza or nothing,
and Trixie's all out of dog food. I could just break right down and cry. Get me started on Saturdays. All I do is rearrange the clutter. I invented shabby chic. Who wants to mow when it's so dang hot? Me and baby got a theory about our little half-acre lot. If it blooms, it's not.
Real close, you can see it right there. A little tender bar down a path you have to follow, from a treasure map with the edges burnt from a few too many beers. We'll pull the ropes off the boat, we'll throw them up on the dock, we'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there when in your hair that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like nowhere you've ever been. We'll write your name on a dollar bill, put it on the wall, it'll still be there next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world. In that old seashell, you hear the ocean, you can hear the waves crash and whisper in your ear. Little glow in the night is the last place open, and the house drink is a beautiful thing called make me disappear. We'll throw the ropes off the boat, we'll throw them up on the dock, we'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll sail. Yes, t-shirt on, dead men tell no tales. It's like no ends. in that little bay. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there, waving your hair and that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like nowhere else you've ever been. We'll write your name on a dollar bill. Put it on the wall and still be there. Next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world.
Hey parents, beep beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40, and you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer, knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
Hope you enjoy the vacation today, the block, the triple play from Town Taxi. Trivia is coming up in just a bit here this morning. We're at 64 degrees. We're headed toward a high of 83 a little later on today. We trust you're having a good day so far in southwest Wisconsin, getting through a little bit of fog, but it wasn't nearly as bad as it was the previous couple of mornings. So this morning was a little bit more doable and able to make that commute a little bit more safely. Here is Jordan Davis and Tucson Too Late.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us just to memorize. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. If she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts. And was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too.
Jordan Davis on WRCO Radio and Tucson Too Late. It's 21 minutes before 9 o'clock here at WRCO. Trivia time is next. Hey, folks. We hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Trivia today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet, and, of course, Ace of Lacrosse. Ace is the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of Lacrosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today, it's Brewer Trivia. Of course, everybody's talking about the Brewers. Everybody's excited, as they should be. Some history-making months here for the Brewers. Their best start in team history. I mean, who would have ever thought that? Especially after, you know, kind of stumbling a little bit in the very early going of the season. And I was like, manager Pat Murphy is such a great interview, and it just makes for some really good sound bites. And yesterday, I love the soundbite yesterday as somebody was talking about the guys that have kind of stepped up and the unknowns. And he was saying, he said something about Collins. What's his first name? He couldn't even remember Isaac Collins' first name. So that was cool. And he challenged people. He said people across the country couldn't name five Brewers on a roster. And that's probably a fair statement, I would say. Anybody out of Wisconsin, probably not able to do that. But let's see in Wisconsin if you can get this one right today. The Brewers open the 2025 season at the New York Yankees. Who was the Brewers' starting third baseman that day? Brewers open the 25 season at the Yankees. Who was the Brewers' starting third baseman that day? 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline today.
All over me and this bedroom and the sunrise, finding all your goodbyes, your makeup on the pillowcase, your hair tie on the bedside. We're so toxic, but we can't stop it. We're supposed to be broke up, but that bed's rocking. It's only over when we're sober. We don't believe it when we say goodbye. We always say we want some closure. Shots of that whiskey turns into I miss you when you miss me. They say it's over when it's over, but they don't know us. It's only over when it's over.
Brandley Gilbert and Ashley Cook. Congratulations to Brian Bell. He was astute and knew the Brewer starting third baseman on opening day against the Yankees. None other than Vinny Capra. There you go. Lots of Brewers kind of coming and going from those early days of the season. Of course, with injuries, too, there are players stepping up. And I was talking with Brian about the fact that really thought we were going to miss Willy Adames. And, you know, he's a tremendous player. And it was a great asset for him last year. But they haven't really missed a beat this year. But getting back to Vinny. He made the opening day roster in part to a really good performance in spring training, including 5 home runs, but it didn't carry over into the regular season. 24 games for the Brewers. He batted .074 with 1 home run and 4 RBI, 1 stolen base. So you go from the top of the mountain starting an opening day for a team, and May 9th of this year, he was designated for assignment by the Brewers, and currently he is in the White Sox organization. So there you go. Brian is our winner, courtesy of Walsh's Ace today. Thanks for playing trivia.
Cup martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. These arms around nobody, nobody but yours. Don't want a shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't want to wake up kissing nobody, nobody but yours. Honeysuckle talking, last call on Milwaukee, out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around.
Shelton on WRCO. Here's a reminder, Hill Country Classic Power will meet tonight, starting at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Richland Area Farmers Market is open today from 1:30 until 5:30. Don't forget the Wednesday visit and a special edition today, Richland County 4-H at the Richland Area Farmers Market for kids' activities. For more information, you can check out richlandareafarmersmarket.org or call 608-213-3374.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
9 minutes before nine, coming up on the morning show, we'll talk about a fun event going on that will be going on in downtown Richland Center. We'll also be talking a little bit more about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, as it is Captain's Night, Survivor's Night, and we'll be hearing from another one of the ambassadors during our morning show, Seth Paulson. And we'll hear his story a little bit later on today. And also along the way, regular features from WRCO Radio. Here's Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Something going on. Tender love is blind.
went to work for her that summer. A teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell-bent to make it on her own. We were a thousand miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see. Both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eyes, and on the air there was a hunger even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eyes. She had to ride the heat of passion, like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind. Out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's alright." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eyes. We had to ride the heat of passion, like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind. Out where only dreams have been burning both ends of the night. Sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. Had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion, like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind. Out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night, rushing headlong in the wind. Out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Meehan, and I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 66